What's up, everybody? I'm here talking with Ethan Kreisworth for third time you've been on, I think, honestly. But this is kind of inauspicious circumstances when we're discussing about now. Is obviously at this point, as we record on March 19th, everybody kind of knows the situation at hand with what's been going on with a pandemic. The idea of trying to flatten the curve, keep everybody away, social distancing, and trying to kind of help the masses a little bit as Rock Tape live courses, I should say, that we hold. This is something we had to really kind of take into consideration with a number of different courses being scheduled throughout the next couple months. Ethan, I brought you here just to kind of discuss a little bit about Rock Tape strategy and decisions about what we're going to be trying to do for our participants that want to still learn, and what we can do, and maybe some of the things that we're thinking about into the future. So first and foremost, Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, guess what, John? We're not going away, man. You can't get rid of it. You can't suss us out with a bacterial infection, a viral infection, a fungal infection. We're not going away. And there's no vaccine for us. So we'll be here forever.
There's no Rock Tape vaccine, and will be, right? Yeah. So yeah. I have to ask, if you don't mind, I would love to understand some of the inner workings. You know, I work for a university, and I appreciate the difficult decisions that schools and organizations like Rock Tape have to make. Because number one, we have an obligation to participants. And number two, we're running a business. So I'm interested to know, like, what were some of the discussions on the inside about options? Were there options? Was it an absolute, like, edict from the federal government where you had to absolutely just be like, nope, we cannot run these courses? You know, what was the thought process?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think respectfully, and to be part of the better collective and to do our part socially is what we're, you know, what we've been doing. And we find it very important to promote the safety and welfare of our instructors and, of course, our attendees. And we want to do our part because that's what we do. That's the Rock Tape Social Collective there. So moving to a virtual webinar platform is our step-by-step process. So that's in the works now. It's already up on our Rock Tape Education webpage that people can go visit. Our courses are starting next weekend, as early as March 28th, 29th. So there will not be any courses this weekend. And if anybody needs to cancel, they can cancel for a refund, but we'd love for them to come check out our virtual courses. So starting March 28th, 29th, and also April 4th and 5th. And guess what? Huge discount. We're talking 50% off courses. Product will be shipped to your home, so you could be a part of our virtual Zoom courses. It's going to be super easy. Click on a link, learn from home, and follow along.
So with that decision being made, you know, it's kind of with the technology we have available nowadays, it's kind of an easy thing to do. But do we know how long live classes will be canceled?
Yeah, great question. We're hoping to rerun by April. That said, is to be announced as we follow through with whatever orders are told us, you know, or people are telling us. And again, just being very specific to the needs of the people and of how people are doing things. So we would hope April, but that said, you know, everything seems to be changing hour by hour these days, about day by day. So we're following along. So follow us closely.
So obviously live classes being canceled. How does that work for somebody who's already signed up for it? Are they automatically registered for the webcast, or do they need to cancel and then re-register?
Yeah, they need to cancel and re-register. Again, we want people to kind of do this with a little bit of speed. Because when we started this, and Rock Tape has always been a very, we liked it to be quaint, smaller class size. So these courses are only going to be 10 per people. So 10 per people is really important. And then classes are going to build up. So classes now, we're starting to open more classes. So as we see these classes fill up rather quickly, we'll open more classes, but we want to keep it to 10.
Keep to 10. Yeah, that's always a good size too. People have asked even in live courses in the past is like, you know, is this a smaller size? It's like, no, it's super comfortable for us, honestly. So again, just to reiterate for anybody, classes are, you know, canceled at this time. We're hoping to, you know, look into April and see when we can bring it up. Is this all of our courses that are going to be switched to live cast? Are there any exceptions?
Yeah, we'll be running every course except movement specialist at this time. Movement specialist will, we'll probably roll that out soon. You know, we need to deal with a lot of products there and shipping products for that, but we will eventually. But right now we're starting with basic and taping advanced, obviously blades and blades advanced, and pods and floss. And for every course except blades and blades advanced, we're shipping product with registration, which is basically dropping registration down 50% with the product being sent to your home. And then when it comes to blades, if you do want to sign up for that course virtually, you'll have to pay for the tools itself, but there'll be a discounted rate. But all this is online right now. You can check out who's, we're still offering CEUs, which is awesome. So CEUs plus 50% off and everything being shipped to your home, and you get to hang out in your PJs. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, we usually dress comfortably as it is, so you can even be even more comfortable as we're doing it along. So that's an important point that you made there too, is that most of our product is usually supplied with the course itself. So with the instruments, with our blades, there's a discount on that as well too, as well as the course. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
You still have the option of not getting the tools?
Yeah, for the blades and blades advanced, you still have the option of not getting the tools if you just want the course content. Again, we'll send you the digital notes as we typically do when you take a live in-person class. And we're going to run it 6 hours. You'll be seeing the person attending the course, will be seeing the live deck, right? The PowerPoint or keynote. They'll be seeing a little image of the instructor itself. Everyone will be muted. And then the instructor will take questions usually within 20 or 30 minutes and try to field any questions. And then also the instructor will be in a room with a table and potentially a model to show technique. And then we can practice, the attendee will be able to practice their technique on themselves or if they have somebody there with them with the RockTape product.
Now, is there any particular technological requirements for a participant?
It's really simple. Downloading Zoom, it seems very simple. We've been using it a lot lately. A decent Wi-Fi and an internal camera and internal microphone. They won't even need their camera, actually, but just an internal microphone, which is on most computers these days. Mm-hmm. If not a plugged-in headset, that's fine, a plugged-in pair of earphones, if not their own AirPods. So really, all the necessities that come with a computer that's, you know, of this last decade.
That's a good point. And I've used Zoom for a while now, actually, for the podcast. So I can say it is a great platform. And if you really want to, you could technically, this is obviously a practical course. We want you to watch and see and do, but you have options of calling in. So, you know, if, your Wi-Fi isn't working so well or anything like that, you can also use the phone to kind of call in and start to listen if you have any problems with that as well too. So as far as time is concerned, what is the time frame for the courses? Days, times, similar to live courses, a little bit different?
Yeah, a little bit different. We're starting a little bit later in the morning. And again, it's on the RockTape page as well, but you're looking to see times like 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the East Coast, 10 to 5 in Central Time, and 9 to 4 Mountain Central Time, 8 to 3 Pacific Standard Time. So we're trying to stick to the 6 hour. We'll still have breaks in there. We'll still have the 45 minute to an hour lunch time period. So the one thing that we want to make sure is, you know, we definitely want it to be we want people to be engaged, and RockTape's always been big on student engagement, and this is a harder way to do student engagement, but we think it's able to. So our instructors are all about student engagement, trying to keep the people in front of their computers and watching what they're doing. So obviously people can walk away, But again, we want them to be watching in full effect the whole time.
Yeah, there's that sense of accountability as a participant as well too. You know, like you could sit in the back room and check out, but you still got to kind of get into it. So, you know, what about CEUs? We know that's something that we have to definitely answer questions for. So CEU wise for the webcast specifically, does that differ as far as the live courses versus the webcast?
No, we're lucky that these virtual classes are also covered by CEUs depending on the state you're in. On the website, you can see which state you're in and which CEUs are available for chiros, physical therapists, assistants of various medical professions, licensed massage therapists, ATCs, all the normal ones we've always done. So we do offer CEUs, which is great. So I think that when you don't offer CEUs, sometimes people may not want to attend potentially, but I think CEUs is a good one to use, especially if you're just sitting at home, might as well grab them while you can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are these going to be recorded for future viewing?
The answer is no to that. We know that some people are super techie and they may try. We want this to be a virtual live course, so we won't be recording. Although, you know, RockTape has online courses now. Sometimes they're a little shorter, sometimes they're 2 hours, sometimes they're further in length, and we're building out that platform as well. So, but these are live, so at least people can engage right away.
Awesome. Is there any sort of like tech support if there's technical issues, anything like that?
Yeah, so we'll have another RockTape instructor or some type of administrator sign on probably for the first hour to deal with any type of tech issues, and we'll be monitoring those chats as well to make sure everyone can listen and hear and be a part of the course.
I'm assuming because we're talking about CEUs, there is a way for us to keep track of the attendance, right?
Yeah, well, that's a big one right there. So again, it's really, we're hoping the consumer wants to learn the entire class. It's like, you know, like people taking traffic school. Do they sit in front of their computer the whole time? They should, and there's typically some type of time, type of constraint of asking questions if you've ever been to traffic school. But for the most part, we're working on that, but we'll be sending you your paperwork digitally, of course. You'll be getting your certificate for taking the course digitally as we typically do with our in-houses.
Yeah, and I think that's an advantage we've kind of done several years ago, is we don't send out any paper booklets, any manuals with paper anymore. And, you know, you can easily put a lot of documentation electronically. So, you know, it's almost like we were halfway there. We just had more of a practical application, things like that.
Let me add a couple more things in there. So, you know, with this situation we're in now, we see a lot of RockTape instructors going live on IG. We see I'm hosting some stuff on our Facebook Med page, our Facebook Fit page, I call it, health and fitness page, where I'm offering quick Zoom chats with some of our premier instructors. There's a lot of information out there right now, a lot, which is really cool. So if you can't catch our class and come check out just us talking, and then hopefully come catch a class later.
That's a really good thing to keep in mind just in general. If you're not signed up for a course and you're just looking for more content, you know, our different social media posts and all the instructors with social media as well too. A lot of great activity coming on from there. Anything else you can tell anybody who's kind of wondering about, you know, what to do now and some of the different things to look into?
I would say, you know, be nice to your children. I'm trying to be nice to my child right now as my child tries to do their homework. And, you know, John and I are on camera. No one else is a podcast. But as I look at my child, he rustles his paper and kicks his chair. And there he is right there. So
I will tell you, I didn't hear it. So it's louder to you than it is to us in the audience.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So that's good to hear. But, you know, be nice to your children. It's going to be a bit of a haul. Do the best you can. Breathe and meditate. Shantae and I talked about this yesterday in IG. I can't think of a better time to breathe and meditate and go for a walk in your social distancing area and, you know, get some sunlight, you know. So
seriously, everybody's talking, oh, there's no answer for this, blah, blah, blah. There's some answers. Take care of yourself. Go outside, get some sunlight, take care of yourself, eat well, be with your loved ones. That's how you can Turn off the news for God's sake. Please turn off the news.
Yes. Yeah.
Great words of hope from you, Ethan, my friend, too. Yeah. I think just something to remember for everybody is, you know, we're gonna kind of go with the flow as we start to see things progress. And, you know, like you said in the beginning, we're gonna be back. Nothing's really changing. We're not going anywhere too. So you're still getting the same great instructors, still getting the same great classes. So is there anything in particular anybody can do to ask more questions before they sign up for a webcast?
Yeah, for sure. So they can go on one of our various Facebook pages, go on to our Instagram page and ask any questions through direct message or on the site itself. And we'll get to you as soon as possible. We also, me and Rocktape can also ask questions regarding customer service. But if you want quick questions, typically we respond fairly well to Facebook and our Instagram sites.
Yeah, that's always a great thing from the group, is getting a lot of questions answered pretty quickly for that too. Yeah,
I think lastly too is, you know, you can, I mean, John, you do an excellent job of, you know, customer service with us, obviously with this podcast. And if you want to reach out to myself on social media, reach out to John on social media, reach out to any of our instructors to try to get some more information. It'll get filtered through and get answered.
Yeah, we'll direct you to the right source if we don't have the answer for you as well too. So, you know, we're all in this together, right?
That's right, brother.
Mm-hmm. And we will get through it together. Anything else to add? Anything else we need to know?
No, that's good, man. I appreciate your time. Thanks for bringing me on.
I appreciate you taking the time to let us know. I know a lot of people had some questions, and I think this is great to put out that truth and let people know we do have a plan. This is our plan. We're going to go through it. Keep in mind, we're going to have some bumps in the road, so we will do our best to try to make sure that we get that information out there and really help our customers and try to just see what we can do to get through this together.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.